Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Ken Novak, Jr., head coach at Hopkins High School, the boys' team. Of course, a storied team. The last time there was a state tournament played, they won the state championship. The star of that team has now gone to college in the NBA since we've had that much happen. And here we sit in March 2021. Ken, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I'm hanging in there, but I want to know more about you guys because I'm hearing about Hopkins and other teams and COVID tests and all that stuff. Where do you stand right now with your season?
You know, they shut us down. We played St. Louis Park on Wednesday, and game went well for us. Things went well, and then got home that night, no big deal, and had practice Thursday, and Thursday night I got a call stating that they had someone that just tested on Thursday, player that didn't play a lot in the game, but the player feels fine. He just has a runny nose. He went to the nurse's office, and she said, why don't you get a COVID test? They did, and tested positive. So, you know, we did everything we were supposed to do, but because we played against a team that had someone COVID, we're now out of the tournament.
Is that subject to change? Is there anything that can be done?
You know, right now, I don't think there is. I mean, it's just, you know, we were hoping we could, you know, test out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe take a bunch of tests, maybe after 5-7 days. But it turns out that a lot of districts have a 14-day quarantine, and we're on that 14-day quarantine, so they do not let us play whatsoever, practice or anything until that 14 days is up, so we are out.
So it's not just about you. Even if your district had a policy, it doesn't matter because you may play a team in the tournaments that has a different policy, huh?
You know, I really don't know what everybody's... I think everybody goes by the, you know, Minnesota Health...
Same guidelines?
Yeah, but they seem to be a little bit different, depending. All I know is what we've been told, and we've kind of gone... We exhausted a bunch of things that were taking place. And they're telling us, and, you know, the same thing happened last year. We made the state tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing shut down, so we didn't play. You know, we liked our chances this year, but again, the whole thing shut down, and I really feel bad for the kids.
That's pretty taxing on a kid's dreams because, you know, you're talking, if you're a junior last year, a junior and senior year that you can't play in a state tournament or at least have a chance to, that's a pretty tough cross to bear.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and that's the key. I mean, you'd like that shot at it anyway. And, you know, this would have been a good year because there's a lot of good teams, but I don't think there's a great team out there, at least in 4A. You know, we were totally shocked by it. I mean, we didn't think anything of it. Turns out the player basically played about 3 2-minute segments during the game itself. We were hoping we could watch the game and see who he was around and, you know, just have those kids sit out. But I guess that's not to be.
You know, Ken, but this does open up a whole other topic and conversation. In some of these areas, you know, people don't like to go down these areas, but this is what's going to come up in the next few days, the next week. I mean, the kid that has the runny nose, at high school, you're not obligated to test. There's no obligation. He's going to be pretty tempted, and I'm sure, well, I know that this has happened a lot in different high schools where, you know, just because you have symptoms, they're not testing you. You just don't get tested. And I maybe that's unfair. I don't know how you want to phrase it, but there's all kinds of stuff that's going on with it right now isn't exactly in the spirit of the rules, but I also understand why kids are thinking, hey, if I just got a little cold, I'm not going to bother to find out of anything more than that.
Well, you know, and I really think this this kid just, I mean, really didn't think anything was wrong.
Sure,
I mean,
I'm sure he thought, if I feel that, okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just kind of was asymptomatic almost and just didn't think anything happened. My guess is, Mike, there are a lot more kids at school that have it than people think. And, you know, they just don't know because no one's tested on them. And, you know, it was kind of Flair didn't even sound like he wanted to get tested. And not that he didn't want to get tested, it's just that he didn't think he needed it.
Yeah.
You know, and our kids all feel fine. They're kind of thinking, you know, let's all get tested and see if we can, you know, in 5 days and play, because I think our game is like Tuesday or Wednesday next week. But that's not the way it's laid out. My guess is there's going to be quite a few more teams that get caught. I mean, there's something takes place. I'm hearing a ton of teams aren't playing games just because they don't want something to take place. They don't want to get caught with play some other teams with the chance of that.
That might be because just tonight we've had a camera guy call me and he said, hey, I went to the game you told me to go to, and they said there's no game. And I'm going, why would there be no game? And maybe that's it.
That is it. I guarantee it. That there's a lot of games where coaches have all stated, let's just not play each other so we can get ready for sections we don't have to worry about.
Well, you know, and makes sense. I'd rather play in the sections than play the game against St. Louis Park if I were you, or vice versa. But, you know, I last night, South St. Paul, we sent a camera as well because they're playing Matabita's 11-3. South St. Paul's 13-0. And I look at the score and it says like 78-34 Matamida won. And I go, this can't be right. What could have possibly happened? So I text the coach and he goes, I just told my 7 best players to stay home. I can't afford to have a kid from Matamida test positive the next day. And so we're just kind of rolling the dice here as we go along. But he says, we've already clinched the number one seed in the section, so there's nothing left for us to do between now and the tournaments. And I go, okay, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I get it. I mean, it's probably a smart move. You know, it's one of those where you don't want to take the chance. You know, and I think our girls team, who's, you know, really good, I mean, I'm sure they're doing the same thing. I think it's going to happen quite a bit. These last games just don't matter that much. And you want to get into sections. You want to get that thing started. Now, who knows if someone gets, you know, caught there. I don't know. But, you know, it really is hard. It's sad. And I feel bad for the kids. They work so hard. But,
well, you know, and it's so sad in boys basketball in particular for those teams that last year got, you know, next at the end, and now this year again, that we're still in play. I mean, that just, and so I assume St. Louis Park is out the same way you are, huh?
Yep, they're out. They're done. And, you know, my kids can't even go to school for now 2 weeks. We were supposed to have practice today, but that got canceled, obviously. And, you know, we're pretty much done. We were supposed to play DeSalle tomorrow, which we were really looking forward to. Obviously, that game's canceled. So, but yeah, we're done, and there's not much going on other than kind of sitting home in quarantine.
Isn't that just depressing, though?
Yeah, it's hard. I'm telling you.
I mean, you can call Kaz and talk basketball, but that ain't the way you're built in March, Ken.
No, and you know what? It's just, I don't think people realize how much time and effort and, you know, commitment. Oh. Everybody, the kids put into this, and for them to, you know, there's some teams that put less and some, you know, but our kids really do work at it hard, and they take it pretty seriously. So, I mean, it's pretty devastating, and this is like going to be a tough year for seniors anyway, Mike, because just recruiting is so different this year because of the NCAA and requirements. They're not recruiting seniors this year. They're all waiting for the portal to open up and the kids coming back, so there's just not going to be many scholarships.
Yeah, they want as much flexibility as they can have, and the most flexibility you can get is to take transfers that will only be with you for a year or two, and then you're not stuck either way, you know?
Yeah, and all these kids get to have another year if they want one.
You know, you and I were talking earlier today, and that's an interesting piece of it, is now that they've moved far enough along in this transfer portal, understand it, now, you know, you got coaches watching players that they recruited initially, and they're watching to say, hey, maybe they're not having such a good experience at that college, or maybe they're playing 10 minutes a game, and I know that, and I can guarantee them 20 minutes a game. There's a lot of stuff that's going to go down now, isn't there?
There is a lot of stuff that is going down, I think. I mean, there's a lot of coaches informally, subtly talking to players playing for other teams, and there doesn't seem like there's going to be a penalty if you transfer. It sounds like you're going to be immediately eligible. This is going to be interesting to see this next year or two what's going to end up taking place. You know, it's even like a team like Wisconsin's got so many seniors, but they're no longer seniors, so...
Yeah, they can all come back if they want, yeah.
They all can come back.
Yeah, they were older than the Chicago Bulls starting lineup some nights this year. You know?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, the college game, I had Sam Mitchell on and Trent Tucker on. I'm going to add you to this conversation with the same question. And I know it's a much more complicated answer than it is. It's a simple question, but when I watch the Gophers, you get very frustrated because they miss a lot of open shots. They get the look they want, and, you know, Mashburn's, you know, one night he's 4 for 18, and the next night he's 7 for 12, and most of, a lot of them are uncontested shots. Is it really... a lot of kids have become good shooters with the three-point line and the four out and all that stuff, but a lot of kids can't shoot well in games. Why is that?
You know, I just don't know if kids really are that good of the shooters, to tell you the truth. I think everybody thinks they can shoot the three, but if you can shoot the three, you're really valuable nowadays. And it's one of the things that we tell our kids. It's why Kerwin Walton is starting at North Carolina as a freshman. I mean, he can knock down the three, and we knew he could knock down the three. And you have to be able to do that. And, you know, the kids' form isn't quite as good. I think they play in AU and a lot, which is much more of an informal game. There isn't the tension in the AU game. It's much more pickup-y. So I don't think there is that... that tightness to it. You've got to be able to practice and shoot with a tightness in, you know, we
kind,
all
kind of rise game. Above the situation, huh?
Yeah, game speed. And I'm not sure the kids are used to game speed right now.
You mean the true winter game speed as opposed to summer game speed?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. The game speed that's going to be in college basketball, which is an intense game. That's why it's so much fun to watch. But even college basketball isn't that... You know, I've been watching it this year, and it isn't that good. I mean,
no.
It's real sloppy. And, you know, and hopefully it'll straighten out a little bit, but I don't know.
Gopher Northwestern game, both times they played him, I mean, it was awful basketball. 19 turnovers, I think, Northwestern had at Williams Arena, and the Gophers couldn't beat him. I mean, there was just some awful stretches in those games.
It wasn't a good game. And there's, you know, there's some good players, but just fundamentally the game isn't played with the crispness and the tightness that you normally see. Now, again, it might be this COVID stuff, honestly, just because it's just so different and the kids seem to play different. And there's so many people talking to kids nowadays that everybody's trying to do. The teams that are seniors, if you watch, the juniors and senior laden teams generally play quite a bit better basketball, but the incoming freshmen, you know, there's a few that are coming from really good high schools that play better, but as a whole, their brand of basketball isn't really good. And I think it does take the coaches a while to get them up to speed. Simple as that. But, Trent and, Sam Mitchell are good guys. They really are. You know, and I know they're talking about Sam getting a job or would like to get the job, and I think he'd be very good.
You know, you played Minnehaha, and they got you pretty good this year. You beat them last year, they got you this year, and then they took North down the other night bad and on and on. Tell me about Minnehaha. What do you see there?
You know, I think they're a really good team. I'm not sure they're as good as everybody thinks they are, to tell you the truth. You know, they beat us pretty good, but it was tied at half. And, you know, they really fast break like crazy. They get the ball out and go, and they can do that. They just release people because Chet can get every board. They're a team that when you play against, and we didn't do it. We did it for a while, and we stopped. As soon as the shot goes up, you got to get back. I mean, almost like Virginia plays. And you really don't want to go to an offensive board because you're probably not going to get it with Chet in there. Chet is really good, and I know everybody knows that. But what people don't know about him is he's got a great – IQ, a great feel of basketball, and he's a very tough kid. And you look how skinny he is.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that. Yeah,
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, but he is a very tough, competitive kid. And they've got some other really good athletes, but I don't know. And I know they took down North, but again, you can't try to play their game. If you do, you're in trouble. And you know, we did that in a few minutes stretch, and then we got kicked during that stretch, and can't be done. I would like to play them again, to tell you the truth. You can learn from those situations, and I think my kids realize what went wrong. And but they're good. They played almost all home games. I can't quite figure that one out.
Yeah, they figured it out, didn't they?
I mean,
every time they're playing, they're at home.
Yeah, seriously, I can't quite figure it out. But.
You know, to win at Minnesota, let's say the Gophers, and of course you've had several go play for the Gophers, Blake Hoffarber, Amir Coffey, that had great careers there. You know, we all talk about getting the kids from Minnesota. To win here, do you have to get Holmgren and Suggs and Walton? Can you win with kind of that next level of players, or do you have to get that ultimate blue chipper to win in the Big Ten at Minnesota?
I mean, you're going to need the good players. You really are. I mean, basketball is an interesting game because you need the great player, but you also need role players, fundamental players, players that know how to play. You need tough kids. And one of the things that if you talk to the best programs is that they really look for a toughness and a feel, a smart basketball players. Pretty prominent college basketball coach was looking at some really good athletes. And it was interesting because he said the guy's just good enough. He's talking about a certain kid, and I won't even name him, but he said he's just good enough to get you fired. He said you're better off kids that are tough and smart, and they make you look like a good coach. The guys that are athletic and not smart aren't. So, you know, the old Pete Carrill line, the smart take from the strong still. And that's why a Michigan is so good, because Michigan – I mean, they got some good athletes, but they got some smart players. I mean, the kid from Stuartville, and I haven't seen him much. He's a big kid, might not be the most unbelievable athlete, but Juwan Howard knows enough that the kid is smart. He knows how to play. He can play with other players. And that's how you have to play nowadays.
Ken, I appreciate it very much, and I'm so sorry that your season has come to an end. I hope there's something they can do to rectify it, because I know, you know, that you get that body clock going in March, and to have that shut down twice. So hang in there, and thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you, Mike. You have a good night.
You bet. Ken Novak Jr., God dang it, man, to see these coaches and these kids. And
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.